Yes, I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share an Adam Eve. Christmas Eve will find us where it's warm and gay.
This is Queercore and Dykes on Mics, and it is the Christmas show.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
John's here, Thomas, Karina, Peter, myself, Danielle is operating behind the glass. And
fabulous lipstick, as I mentioned earlier.
In fact, yes, she proposed that we do a makeover show in January.
Yes,
so
with you, the victim, Deb.
So I hear, yes. Yes, I have to do something about my eyebrows.
Idea. We can pencil them in a very sort of like Joan Crawford kind of way.
We'll see. We'll see.
And I have got some phone calls from loyal listeners out there wanting to extend season's greetings to people. A gentleman named Anthony sends his greetings to a gentleman named Akira, I believe. It's a gentleman. It wasn't clear on that, I'm assuming, given the nature of the show. And
not
someone
to
named
me.
Yannick sends out greetings to Darky, Alicia, Shane, and Kevin, and to all the guys in Place Benoit. And she says, peace to you all.
Oh,
it's like a little group greeting.
Great. And I want to thank Arlene as well, who sent all of us Dykes on Mics a Christmas greeting. And it was a lovely card. And thanks for thinking of us. John has informed us that there was a big controversy on CTV last week, apparently. Now, what happened, John?
Well, apparently they played... Apparently they played the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and it ended before it should have, just after the Grinch stole Christmas, and of course before he could give it back.
That's right.
This is for all of those people who missed that ending.
I know, I taped it and was very upset.
It's starting already.
That's how the Grinch.
That's all you got.
That's how it ends.
That's all you got. Okay.
The heart breaks out of the frame.
And just to warn you, we'll be singing again later.
Yeah, we sang last year, and we plan on singing again this year. Towards the end of the second hour, so around 10 to 8 or something, we'll launch into the 12
year?
Days of Christmas again, a reprise or reprise. Whatever. What's that word?
Well,
reprise.
A new version.
A totally new version.
Yes.
Without
the
nipple rings.
No, we're
going to
keep the nipple rings.
We'll keep them in suspense.
The music, a lot of the music we're going to listen to tonight is the Venus Envy lesbian group from Seattle, and they have got new renditions of all our favorite Christmas carols. So the one we just heard, I suppose, sounded familiar. I'll be homo for Christmas. I'll be a homo for Christmas. So we'll listen to other tunes later on, and John also brought something in. I don't know what.
Well, White Christmas.
Oh.
Sandra.
Oh, yes, okay.
Oh, great.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Another perennial favorite. Yeah. So now, Thomas and John wandered through Ogilvy's today and got a tour of Christmas decorations.
Yes, what you can spend your money on and what you get for it. And there's some interesting things. But first of all, I think we should note that they are selling poinsettias at Ogilvy's. And that's something that we can suggest to people who are interested in buying an actual plant. And the proceeds are going to organizations like CSAM. What are some of the other ones?
Yeah, a friend of mine had a beautiful centerpiece at his Christmas party yesterday from Ogilvy.
Right, right. They're so exquisite. That's where you should get your poinsettia, and I think they range in price from $5 for a small one up to $36 for the really big ones. But they're very nice plants, and they do last. If you buy them now, they should even last until next year if you take care of them.
Don't eat them. They're virulently poisonous.
Oh, really?
They will kill you.
Oh, well, okay.
So if you have small children, keep them away from the plant.
Do not use them to decorate the Christmas.
That's the Christmas thought.
don't use them to decorate the Christmas turkey, I guess. Anyway, so we wandered through the Christmas decoration section, and it was quite fun, actually. We asked the sales clerk to show us some of the special things that they had there. So we looked, first of all, at the Christmas trees, and they had, of course, different themes for each tree. I mean, they had the Santa Christmas trees, and they had the Christmas trees decorated with tropical birds, and they had another nice setting with the hearts. It was all hearts. And the pièce de résistance, of course, was the Christmas tree decorated with plastic angels that were wearing gold lamé dresses.
Barbies in debutante gowns.
Exactly, exactly. So that's an idea. And you could probably actually make your own with your own Barbie dolls if you don't want to go and spend the $27.50 per ornament that they're charging at Ogilvy's.
Per ornament?
Yes, yes. For the plastic angels in gold lamé. Yeah,
dresses,
of course.
But yeah. It probably would be a real big deal if you had any kind of sewing ability to whip up a little...
Oh, I don't
think so. Tube dress for your Barbie.
I don't think so. No, no.
Something simple. Tube dress with straps.
Now, if you're looking for something a little different, they have a large assortment of snow scenes. You know those little bottle scenes with snow in them? A lot of different kinds of them. The special one that she showed us was a revolving snow scene, which played a version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And that went for $45. I forget what was inside of it. Do you remember, John?
Some Christmas setting.
No,
some lovely
a
Christmas
shrug over
setting.
The air, John.
Like snow.
Speak
Must
out.
Speak.
Mm-hmm. And they also in the musical, domain, they had a set of caroling Christmas bells, and these are bells that you hang along,
bells?
I guess, the wall. Bells,
oh,
ringing bells,
oh,
bells, no. Right? Ringing bells. Please.
Look at
that's
a
not very
be Christmassy.
It depends. That's true. Yes.
So
no, these were bells, caroling Christmas bells that play, I think, 26 different carols, and they're electric bells. I mean, they look like little gold bells, and they ring. And when you turn it on, they sort of all ring in succession and play these little tunes.
Oh, do you have to press a button to make them play?
Yeah, it has like a kind of, an electronic, transformer or something, and you attach it to a regular outlet, and you string your bells along the wall or on the tree or whatever, and you turn it on, and it will just play carols endlessly.
And what a bomb.
Until you unplug it.
Until you unplug it or turn it off, yes.
And are there lights that go with this display? Or?
Not with this one, no. It's just the bells.
Just the bells,
yes.
Okay. And how much is this?
This, the whole set is $150. For 26 carols. And then we moved along, and she showed us all of their different nativity scenes, and they have a lot, starting with your basic kind of stable and manger for $125, and then you collect the figurines, which are $27.50 each. Moving up to a larger one that was about $600, all including everything, including all the little figurines. And the largest one they had was $1,000. That was a very, very big statue of...
How big? 3 feet
well,
high?
Well, no, probably about 5 feet. With Joseph and Mary.
Why the hell would you put it?
Yes. Well, I don't know, in your living room under the tree. Or
5 foot high?
Well, my tree is 5 foot high.
Maybe I'm exaggerating a bit, but I didn't measure it, but it was...
Well, were they life-size or somewhat smaller than life-size?
They were somewhat smaller than life-size, but they were quite big, yes. They also had a nativity scene in a bottle that was, again, it was musical and revolving, and it plays O Little Town of Bethlehem, and when you shake it, there are little sparkles that fall down on the manger. Quite lovely.
Wow.
If you're into something a bit less religious, they also have Christmas Village, which again, they're different. You collect them, and they're little houses that light up. You put a light bulb in them, and they're electric, and so you see the windows kind of glowing. And they're $55 each, I think. Yeah, $55. And then they have Santa. They have a lot of Santa figurines, different nationalities of Santa.
You don't
everything
say.
From French, Italian, Scottish Santa wearing a kilt. And they had a blue and lavender Santa, which she wasn't quite sure what. Well, that's what I was wondering. She wasn't quite sure where that was, what nationality that was, but.
Perhaps it was meant to be a multicultural thing.
Perhaps. It's your guess is as good as mine. So the most interesting and strangest thing they had, though, was a life-size statue of Christopher Columbus, which was selling for $2,000. And it comes with a little model of the Santa Maria, the ship, under one arm, and under another arm he's carrying a stuffed monkey and some plastic grapes. Wow. And he's got a long velvet cape.
Cool.
What color is the cape? Red and white?
No, I think it's blue.
Is it wearing a white beard?
Yeah, it's a rich tapestry, and I think there's blue velvet or something. So she wasn't quite sure what Christopher Columbus was doing in the midst of all of this Christmas festivity, but
there
it
might have been something that somebody could buy.
Yes, definitely, mm-hmm. for $2,000.
$2,000. People who have everything.
Right.
Except taste.
So we've been watching TV, actually, and seeing what kinds of homemade decorations they've been talking about. Should I tell us now, or are we getting much?
Well, why don't we have a musical break? And,
okay.
And this one is called I Hate the Holidays.
Club Sterling, Montreal's only club dedicated to R&B funk. Open 4 days a week, starting with our super special Ladies Night All-Inclusive Thursdays. So if you're looking for a relaxed atmosphere and a mature clientele, Club Sterling is for you. Club Sterling, located at 316 St. Catherine Street West, right on top of the Spectrum. Club Sterling, guaranteed 99.999% fine.
Cape rolling, doo-doo head.
Sorry. Lesbians, we have heard an eye.
Some lesbian code.
Cape is rolling. Lesbians, we have felt on high. Oh.
Lesbians, we have heard on high, echoing their sad refrain. Mom and Dad will surely die when they hear their daughters gay.
We're back. That was Lesbians We Have Heard on High. We'll play I Hate the Holidays later. It's also a good one.
Oops.
Never mind. We're going to play a lot from it because there's not that much Dyke Christmas music. So John has left. He's gone to get some wine. And Karellen has stepped in with some gift ideas. So, Karellen, why don't you just get yourself into the chair here? Because I think we're carrying on with the gift segment, aren't we, Thomas?
Yes, we're going to talk about homemade Christmas decorations, but right. I think let's go on to the gifts.
Gifts, and then we'll come back to homemade. Oh,
sure.
Yes. Okay.
Well, when it comes to gifts, I always want to give a book because, for one thing, writers never make any money. For another thing, the publishing industry is on the decline. And for a third thing, we've already seen one of our bookstores close, and we don't want the other one to close. So.
And you like books.
Oh, well, yeah. That's just me. So if anyone were to get me a Christmas present...
What would they get you?
They could get me one or several of these books. I should also mention that a book is inexpensive and, be inexpensive. And it's easy to wrap. For those of us who can't wrap very well, something that's sort of square and solid is probably the best sort of thing. So, I was browsing around Blandershin, and first on my list would be the new book from Sister Vision Press, which is called Peace of My Heart. It's an anthology with a lot of writings by lesbians of color, and it's 1995, and big, and very pretty. So, it's kind of nice. Poetry. Anyone else like poetry? You know, sort of love poetry you can croon to your...
Well, not as a rule, but I'm open. I'm open. I'm still young.
Not as a rule. Jeez. Okay, well, there's a local lesbian poet who writes a lot about Montreal. Her name's Erin Mouret, and she's quite famous, quite well known. And her newest book is called Sheepish Beauty, Civilian Love. She writes a sort of cerebral kind of poetry. And you'll have fun, even if you're not into the poetry, you'll have fun recognizing the place names and saying, which cafe is that? And that's selling for $9.95, and they have a stock of those. So if you want
to
sort of...
that's not bad.
Yeah, if you want to croon to your honey on the cheap.
On the cheap. Let me read you some poems.
Someone who should be your honey. You could always make these up. We could get into more creative gifts afterwards. Something I really need. Is this a Christmas list for me? I don't know. The Woman's Day Book 93. A lot of these agendas that are coming out are really crappy because, I'm sorry to say, even the women's ones, because they only have little tiny spaces for each day and they don't have any lines and it's really hard to use them. So this Women's Day book, which is on the theme of women and environment, is from a Canadian publisher, Second Story Press, and it has lots of space.
It does. I use that one.
Do you?
I've used it just the third year in a row. I'm going to use it.
No, with testimonial from a satisfied customer.
Exactly. Lots of space on each day as well. At the beginning or end of any given month, you've got a page and a half of notes.
Yeah, notes are really important.
Yeah.
Do you buy it for yourself or does someone get it for you?
Someone gets it for me.
Okay, that's only... Okay, Deborah, close your ears. It's only $14.95. And like I said, it's...
I knew that.
Another thing that is not new, but I bet any dyke on your list would go for it, is Angry Women. It's a book of 16 different performance artists, female performance artists. Some are lesbian, some are straight. They're all talking about issues pertaining to women and pertaining to art and that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of photography in there. It's lavishly illustrated. Annie Sprinkle is doing her famous yin and yang symbol with her breasts. We've mentioned this before. We liked it
Tit
a lot.
Tit art, as she calls it.
It's from Research Publications, and it's hefty, $24.95. But someone will love you to death, I'm sure, if you get it. Two novels that I would recommend are Sarah Shulman's latest, Empathy. And this is the story of a woman. And there was an excerpt in the latest 10%, which is a magazine we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and it looks quite good. Empathy is a very small novel. It's $23.99. And on the same lines, there's Jeanette Winterson's newest, Written on the Body, which is the same sort of first-person love story, and $24.50. And they're tiny. You don't get many words for your money. But if you read slowly, perhaps if you read them to your lover in bed at night, they will pass slowly and be worth it. They're hardcover. You could wait for the softcover version.
You could.
You could. The last one that I have is for everyone who does too much. This is the last suggestion on my list. The Women's Comfort Book. It's a fluffy kind of self-care manual, self-love manual. Well, not just self-love. That is in there, but other things are also in there. It's entitled A Self-Nurturing Guide for Restoring Balance in Your Life. And it's 1750. So for anyone who's completely harassed and very high-strung this holiday season, which applies to a lot of us, I'm sure, this would be a nice gift for them. That was my shopping.
That's your shopping.
Oh, I have one more book suggestion. If you're looking for something that's rather intense and controversial, there's Camille Paglia's book, Sexual Personae, which apparently is on sale for $5.95 at Russell's.
No.
Which is a very good price, because the original price of the book was something like $50 or $55. Wow. So.
And the soft cover at L'Androgyne is $16.95.
Right. So so if you want that book, rush out to Russell's.
And if you want to have a book burning of Camille Paglia's book, you could invite me.
Well, we saw her on television, actually.
We did,
yes,
we did,
yes.
Yeah.
It's
and it's
charmer, I'm sure.
It's new, Karelin, it's new.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we probably shouldn't get into that right now.
No, let's not.
Not very Christmassy.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's interesting. Let's just leave it at that. It's really interesting. Okay, well, homemade gifts now.
Oh, okay, yes, back to me. Well, of course, I was talking about the Christmas scenes at Ogilvy's, and you can make your own if you just take an empty jar and you turn it upside down and you glue, you know, figurines or whatever you want to the bottom of the lid, and then you put water in the jar and screw on the lid. No, first you have to put flaked coconut in the water, because that's the snow. And then you screw on the lid and turn it upside down, and there you have your own little snow
the
scene.
Figurine is attached to the cover, the lid?
To the lid, yeah.
The bottom of the lid,
glued,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And is that what they use in the commercial ones?
What?
Coconut flakes?
Oh, I... probably. It's just a cheap homemade version. Another thing we used to do, for some reason, when we were kids, we used to make birdhouses out of Reader's Digest. And we never really did anything, but we always made them at Christmas. And all you do is you fold each page of the magazine in sort of diagonally. And you just keep folding and folding and folding, and then ultimately, like, you open it up, and it looks like a birdhouse, and then you spray paint it
glorious
gold
colors
or something. And we saw that at Ogilvy's. We saw a Christmas tree made out of pine cones that was spray painted gold, and they were selling it for $90. So it just goes to show.
Really? Well, I remember the yarn dolls.
Yarn dolls.
Yarn dolls. Yeah, I really
for hanging on the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Yarn dolls. I don't remember how to make them, but they were, just a basic puffed out stick figure with made out of yarn, and then there was a string, say, to make the head, and then the arms, the legs. You're not following me at all, are you?
Oh, no. Yes, I am. I am. Yeah. I'm marking down every word you say.
Have you, Karina, are you familiar with the yarn doll?
No, but I am familiar with something else.
Oh, okay.
I went to a party the other day, and a friend of mine is... I just came back from Vancouver a couple of days ago, and, a friend of mine in Vancouver, who's actually living on an island called Salt Spring, has nothing to do with himself except for watch animals and, you know, donkeys and things like that while he gets his rent free. So
donkeys on Salt Spring? Running wild?
Mm, yeah, no, not running wild, just very homebound. But so while he's
Winnie the Pooh Christmas.
While he's sitting about doing his thing, you know, he decided, well, he might as well make some Christmas gifts, you know. And so what he did is he took some clay and he used a garlic presser, and he put the clay through the garlic presser and pressed and made little sheep. And they're quite lovely. They're great. And you just can hang them up on your Christmas tree. And they're darling. They're tiny. They're about half an inch, you know, all compressed and little strings because of the garlic holes, you know. I mean, it's just really lovely.
Clay sheep.
And of course, a clay Rudolph, you know. Rudolph.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
A reindeer, yeah.
With a red nose.
Yeah.
I'm just finding it hard to imagine it because I've got this vision of clay in a garlic press coming out like a Play-Doh thing, and then what you have is just strings of garlic, strings of clay, right?
Right, and he glues it together or something, you know, like makes a form.
Oh, with several of these stringed.
Yeah, just about three.
Right. Okay. Garlic press and clay.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really ingenious.
Well, I got this from Regis and Kathy Lee, which is, it's not Christmas decorations, it's actually how to spice up an ordinary outfit for a Christmas office party. And they had actual, like, secretaries who were modeling the different outfits that they had made. So some suggestions included mistletoe shoulder pads. So sewing mistletoe to the shoulders of your dress. I guess somebody could kiss you under the armpit or something. Stitching garland around the hem and sleeves of your dress.
That's festive, isn't
very,
it?
Very. And also the same color of garland kind of woven through your hair or, you know, used to attach it in some way. There was also a belt made out of this kind of strange Mylar Christmas wrap, you know, that really kind of shiny blue, purple sort of. And they had all made these kind of belts that they had used to put around their dresses. Of course, using Christmas tree decorations as earrings. Mm-hmm. Lovely idea.
Be the hit of any party.
As a matter of fact, they're selling those earring decorations at, Carlton Cards or something for a few dollars. You know, with the little round balls that... And we used to make those and have them. The only problem is that as you're walking along, they have a tendency to slip out of the hooks and shatter on the street beside you. So you make more of an entrance than you had originally planned.
And you have a pocket full of them. For, so
yes, you just do the next one or you go buy someone's Christmas tree and sort of.
Okay, I think it's time for another tune, another Christmas tune. And I think this is the Sandra Bernhardt White Christmas. It's not, no. It's... I hate the holidays, Venus Envy.
Finally.
Share our food, our laughter and tears at home with my children. make our own holiday. So let's make our own holiday. We'll make our own holiday.
What do you want to do with your Friday afternoons? Kicking it to you live on CKUT 90.3 FM, Fridays between 2 and 5 p.m. The added bonus is that now Fufuni Lekklik is sponsoring a half hour between 3:30 and 4 p.m. You can find out everything that's going down and coming up at the city's legendary nightclub. Tune in for listings, interviews, and giveaways, along with the usual cesspool of laughs and butt-rocking music.
Hey, Marsha, that was really groovy!
Where is that wine?
John hasn't returned. I knew. There he is! There he is!
Oh, yay.
Where's the corkscrew?
That's it. They're not twist tops, are they? They are. Oh, he's got twist top wine. How do you like that? There's a gift. There's a gift for the holidays.
Yay. Yes. Leaders and leaders.
Okay. I Hate the Holidays was, I suppose, if you listen to the words, it was, well, you know, all the many reasons to hate the holidays. And there are a lot of reasons to hate the holidays, especially since, despite what people will say about gays, lesbians, and families, we do have families. And Christmas becomes a difficult time.
In terms of how to happy family thing.
Yeah, and we have to do a lot of pretending. Mm-hmm. And
all kinds of expectations that you know, everybody's going to be in a cheery mood, and
that as gay or lesbian, you'll be rather you'll just fit right in. And
rather
not
straight.
But you'll be straight about it, yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't, then you're causing all the problems and you're the one that's ruining everyone's good time.
Yes, by bringing it up.
It.
Bring
that not up. Again. It.
And that's, of course, the thing. Especially if you don't see your family all that much, then at Christmas time it does tend to become an issue year after year. If, in fact, you want to make it one. But so you know, you're out, but you're not out. And anyways, we probably all have little stories like that about families and either going by yourself, and even though you're, you know, 35 years old, you're still not really an adult because you're not married and you don't have kids and you haven't really assumed that adult status somehow. And then, of course, if you've got a lover, well, do you want to bring your lover to Christmas? Is it worth it, really? Mm. I mean, depending on how far you've got to travel, of course, but there's all those aspects. Now, Karina, mm-hmm. you are from Montreal, and you now live in Vancouver.
Right.
You are back for the holidays.
This is so.
Uh-huh. And, well, like, what's the scoop with the folks?
Well, I'll tell you. My folks, I've never really verbatimly came out to my folks, right? So, but my lover came out for me. Like,
I heard that story, yeah.
For you. Yeah, we had, like, this, anyways, confrontation. But anyways, this is a long story. But they do know that I'm a lesbian. And but we never discuss it at this point, particularly now at Christmas time. And to boot, I had to, I was the godmother for my brother's son yesterday. And, you know, it was all, the affair was yesterday, the reception was yesterday. It was also very, 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 very hetero. And it was just too much for me, you know. And I just needed some room to breathe. And it's a pleasure being here on the show. But, yeah, it's a little difficult because there really isn't any acknowledgement towards my lover. And if my lover sends her wishes by any means through me, it's just a mere thank you. There's no, oh, and the same to her. They don't want to acknowledge any type of rapport that we have in that sense. And by no means is she family. By no means. However, on her side of the family, that's a different story entirely. I mean, I'm very welcome and very, you know, very much. They participate with me, you know, and I participate with them. But yeah, it's a very straight affair, and there is no such thing. I mean, I would never dare bring it up, particularly now, because I'm on vacation. I'm not going to bring the news, hey, I'll be homo for Christmas. I just don't want that sort of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's what it does come down to as well, is do we want to take it on?
God, no, I spent a lot of money coming here, you know, and I certainly am not going to spend the money to come out, you know. I mean, I've never spoke to my parents about my sexual activities when I was, you know, when I wasn't out, if you will, and I certainly am not going to do it as a Christmas present at this point, although I should, but hey,
I'm not going to.
Well, it requires quite a bit of effort and energy on your part as well, yeah. And it gets tiring.
Yeah.
So, which is why, of course, we do silence ourselves in that way as well. You know, there is a structure in place, to be sure, but we make a decision as well about how much we want to take on, and yeah.
It's a drag.
It is a drag,
it
but...
It puts a downer on the whole festive, you know, momentum. So, I prefer to be with people who I can be myself with rather than be with my family, who I can't be myself with. Mm. So, it kind of takes away from the meaning of being with the family during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Which is why there are, I mean, gays and lesbians are increasingly using the word family to describe non-blood relationships that we have with other people, and you know, and kind of have another family that we do stuff with, and namely Christmas.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
I got a lovely Christmas card this year from two gay men that I know, and they said, in this year of Dan Quayle, we hope that you realize the importance of family, the families that we create instead of that. So that was sort of nice. I mean, they were sending it as family. And I think that was really important to recognize and do that kind of thing.
Good. Interesting.
Do you have a story, Thomas, about family?
No. Please, no.
Okay, what about potlucks then? Because potlucks leads to the, you know, our non-blood families, our created families. We do the potluck thing quite a lot because, well, we don't have the money necessarily to put on this huge do, so it does become a potluck. And for some of us, potlucks are a bit of a dilemma. Mm-hmm. If you don't cook or really enjoy the whole concept of creating in the kitchen. And
what if you're not a vegetarian?
If you are?
What if you are?
You mean
because
that's
most potlucks are always vegetarian.
Always.
Oh, it depends on which potlucks you
go
to.
No, times are changing. Times are changing.
Yeah.
Just bring a bowl of lentils.
That's in Vancouver. That's in Vancouver. No, Montreal, I think, is increasingly...
There's a lot of meat at Montreal potlucks. Yeah. I have found a lot of meat. Yes.
I'd like some.
Well, have one and insist on meat. A carnivore's Christmas.
All my friends are vegetarians. I'm very sorry.
It's funny.
But in any case, though, really, they are a good idea. I mean, if you want to get together and have a dinner, it is hard for one person to, you know, come up with everything.
No, I agree. I mean, it's really quite demanding for someone to put together a meal for 26 people.
Okay, well, Karina, what would you bring to a Christmas potluck? What's your specialty?
Mm. Oh, my specialty is chicken and broiled chicken. And
you live in Vancouver.
Well, that's just it. I mean, hey, I'm a Montrealer. I am a rebel. I live on the edge, you know. But aside from that, it would be chicken.
What, Kentucky Fried Chicken? I mean,
no, I would make it, of course. I wouldn't, you know, I would bake it and make it and ooze it and
strip it and
cut and it. No, I wouldn't shake it. But no, basically it would be chicken. And what else? I mean, I guess I could bring tofu for the vegetarians and fry it and make tofu burgers. I don't know. I
no,
mean,
no, just be, one dish. That's fine.
One dish would be... Yeah. Oh, another thing. Being that I'm Greek, of course, I have to bring my tzatziki, you know, and...
You do that well, do you?
Very well, thank you.
Thomas, what would you bring to a potluck?
Salad.
Salad.
It's the easiest thing, yes. I mean, you just you need 5 minutes to go to the fruit store, and you just grab lettuce and tomatoes and whatever, and just rip it up and throw it in a bowl. You know, you can even buy the dressing. I mean, it's the easiest thing. But I thought the whole point of this conversation was so that you could tell us about your squash dish.
Oh, we were supposed to ask, and Deb, what about you?
Yes. Your easy squash dish.
Squash dish. I made this up myself. It's true. It's a variation on a recipe that I have heard of, but squash, apples, and sweet potatoes. And you chop them up, put them I'm not finished.
I'm hungry.
Did you
put
bring
them in
some?
In a, what do we call it, a baking dish? With
a
casserole dish. Thank you, Danielle. It's a casserole dish. Sprinkle it with lemon juice, probably about a half a cup or something, cinnamon and nutmeg, and you bake it for about 30 minutes. That has been...
Wasn't that last year we did the same thing?
That's been my specialty for years now.
Excellent.
Yeah. Danielle over there, what's your specialty?
What's my special?
Well, what's your
would you like to know what I'm bringing to my in-laws?
Okay, yeah.
Yes, sorry. I just hooked myself up to some sound here. Well, this is actually for Boxing Day, but a large meat lasagna.
Meatless?
No, no, no. No, meat. Lots of meat.
Oh, lots of meat.
Yay. Meat lasagna.
We like that.
And that's what I am bringing to my in-laws.
Oh, God.
Or I'm very welcome as my girlfriend's girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice. Here we've got a good story then.
It's
yes.
a happy story.
Yes, it's a happy story. It's my second year going there.
Hmm.
So.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, Carolyn, what are you going to bring?
What am I going to bring?
Well, I mean, what's your specialty?
I bake.
I bake. We need a baker in the crowd, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I always bake. I send 62 tins of assorted cookies to all my friends and relations every Christmas.
62?
I'm exaggerating.
Oh.
I just send out my tins, but anyway. So I would probably make a cake, or I'd make a bunch of cookies or something like that. I'd make my pecan shortbread.
Right. We have a recipe. Yum. We have a recipe.
Well, I just started making this pecan shortbread, and I think it's perfect for Christmas because it's really easy. And, well, I wouldn't say it's cheap because it uses a lot of butter, but it's not that expensive. And if you go to, I think it's Tao Natural Foods for your pecans, they are not as expensive as they are anywhere else. I price pecans all over the city, so.
Oh, okay.
Come on, you
what
gotta do something when you're
what is the ranging price that you have found, pray
well,
tell?
You know, pecans can be up to $25 a kilogram.
Oh,
and
really?
they can be down to like $12.99 is the cheapest I've seen them, but you can get them cheaply around $15.
Hmm. Where?
Yeah. Well, this is at Tao, place on Saint-Denis. So, pecan shortbread Henderson here. What you're supposed to do is take 1.5 cups of unsalted butter, which you let hang out on the, well, but just let it hang out. Don't put it in the fridge. Just let
it room temperature. Like soft.
Attach it to a
soft.
String or a rope and hangs out.
No, it can hang out on the table while you read the paper. Well, the thing about butter is you can let it hang out all day, so whenever you feel the urge, you can start baking.
I always let my butter hang out.
Half
it's
a cup
cool
of
butter.
Sugar. The sugar doesn't need to hang out. 3 3/4 cups of all-purpose flour. I hope everyone at home is writing this down. 3 3/4 cups of all-purpose flour, which you sift. You know, I have never sifted flour in my life. They always tell you to sift flour, but I have never, ever sifted flour.
What does sift mean, Brady?
You put it through a sifter so it lightens it up. My
yeah,
grandmother swore by sifting.
Or a sieve. Or you could use a sieve or something. Right. What it does is it distributes the air evenly through the flour.
Whoa.
But I have never done it.
Here.
And my
need a PhD for
my, my baking is none the worse for it. And then the last thing you have is 1/2 cup of chopped pecans.
Mm. The famous pecans.
The famous pecans, which are not too expensive. And you cream together the butter and the sugar until they're light and fluffy. And then you start working in the flour a little bit at a time, and you work it in, work it in. Then you stir in the pecans, and then you sort of roll it out to about 1/2 inch. And you can cut it out into triangles, or you can cut it, it's kind of wet. You can cut it with a biscuit cutter, that's what I do. And throw each piece onto a baking sheet and bake it for 20 minutes at 350. It's so wonderful. It's
my
the simplest recipe.
Watering.
It's a very simple recipe, mm-hmm. but it's amazing. And I think it grows. The flavor improves with age.
You don't say. I think it's time for another Christmas carol. Would you say?
Sure. What will we sing?
Oh, but this is Barbara Streisand. Have yourself a merry, merry little Christmas.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your hearts be light. From now on our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the yuletide gay. From now on our troubles will be miles away. Gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining
Sterling, Montreal's only club dedicated to R&B funk. Open 4 days a week, starting with our super special Ladies Night All-Inclusive Thursdays. So if you're looking for a relaxed atmosphere and a mature clientele, Club Sterling is for you. Club Sterling, located at 316 St. Catherine Street West, right on top of the spectrum. Club Sterling, guaranteed 99.999% fun.
I'm under control.
This is a special edition of Dykes on Mics in conjunction with Queer Core. This is our Christmas show. So we've been doing this since 6:30, and we're just plodding along. Corellum's here, Thomas, John, Karina, myself, Danielle, and we are. We're not sure how to talk about this, but John has a segment here, and it's kind of your substance abuse guide, or use rather, substance use for the holiday season, and we are sampling some of that right now. We're just having a little bit of wine. And so this is
one
part
of the
festivities, is it not?
Yeah.
John, this is,
well, you know, it's like everybody drinks over Christmas. That's really boring, I think. I mean, it gets really ugly, doesn't it? I mean, you know, the whole family gets drunk, big fights break out. Why bother? I say, and from my experience, I think the best thing on Christmas morning is ecstasy. Sorry. But, you know, drop some in Mom's coffee and everybody else. You'll have everyone hugging each other, you know, endlessly and going, I love this present, Mom. Of course I could use this. I love this. What's your experience with this?
I've never had ecstasy in my Christmas stocking, no. But seeing as this is your guide to substance intake, I would just say I agree with your alcohol deduction there. I think